So we have been giggling for, I don't know, 10 minutes?
Half an hour.
20 minutes, half an hour, half while an hour. Getting like...
prepared for the podcast because I like, realized how smart I am. because I told him everything that I know in my life and he was like, wow, you're such a big brain.
Yes, yes. But this everything is like Viet's theorem. Random knowledge about some birds like udots and owls and random dogs, birds.
Yes.
And
rules of handball. Yes, everything. I can talk about everything. This is why I don't have any friends. Because
you start talking to them and then run away.
No, my interests are pretty... what was the phrase in
Polymath.
This? No, there was a phrase like in 50 Shades of Grey. It's like my interests are pretty... And I don't remember exactly, so... If somebody remembers, please write me about this. There was a huge meme about this, but doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Today we came together to discuss me. This is why I'm very happy.
For the whole week, I've been hanging out with different people.
He was escorting different guys, let's say like
no,
this.
No, also girls.
Also girls. He was like
she
working
wants to
at...
say that I had been to multiple work events with multiple people talking about work. And naturally talking about Lyra because everybody...
wait a second.
Like, no, I will not wait a second. Everybody
he went
me,
by Porsche with some random dudes to the sauna. Imagine how
that's
creepy is
dude.
That.
That's our investor.
Yes.
But anyway.
For money. So he'd been riding a Porsche.
Yes. You're just envious. Look, I mean, my work is to hang out with people.
And during those escort parties, he was talking about me, obviously, because I was working.
Yes, because people ask, like, so what is Lera? Well, Lera is working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hanging out. This is how we split work. She's doing the work. I'm hanging out with people.
Yes.
And I'm talking about you.
Because I'm too smart to hang out because nobody can talk with me
about...
Because
nobody wants to talk about Viet's theorem.
Yeah, Viet's theorem.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But like, how comes you're an artist and you're good in math and in birds and in handball?
I'm not good in math. I just remember a topic from 8th grade because that was a huge discussion between like, how should you solve those equations by Viet mm-hmm. theorem or discriminate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, obviously smart kids were choosing Viet theory. And
mm-hmm. And you've been bashing me for that. What? You have been solving Viet theorem via discriminants? Like,
yeah, I mean, like...
You're dummy dumb?
Of course. Well, yes. Because my mamachka thought that I'm everything but not artist. She had, like, so many hopes.
She tried to apply different things such
yes.
as birds, math,
yes,
handball,
everything. She hoped that I will not become an artist, but mamachka...
Unlike your sister.
I'm very sorry.
She wrote off one person.
Yes.
Wanted you to be smart. But how are you feeling, Jakty, this week?
Like asking in the middle of podcast. I'm feeling fine. I was drawing pigeons. Like I remembered my all knowledge about birds and I was drawing pigeons.
Yeah. You took a picture of Sranaya Lavochka of
yes.
the shitty bench.
Yes,
and
drew pigeons.
Birds on it. She was super proud of it.
Of course. This is my work. This is how I'm working. I mean, when we are talking that he is going and escorting some rich guys mm-hmm. and I'm working, it means that I'm usually doing some other shit like drawing pigeons. So all our work consists of things like this.
Well, look, I think it's time to talk about Janie Sway.
That I taught.
Uwe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... we've been doing nothing, as in, not really nothing, not just relaxing or slacking. We've been figuring out what to do because of the war and because we couldn't continue our business because, like, the market, business models, blah, blah, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been exploring. And that's something that actually you enforced on me.
Instead of doing
something useful, like...
I know. I enforced it. We talked about this, I remembered a few podcasts ago, actually, about this.
Mm-hmm. But it worked so well. Like, even it worked again.
It's
instead
very funny
like
how you're, like,
shitty,
surprising every time about this. You're like, yeah, you're probably saying some shit. And after some time, oh, yeah, you know, you were right.
Yeah, because, like, you're blocking all my initiatives. And then suddenly you don't block a new initiative. And it's amazing.
Yes.
So that's how it works.
Yes. I mean, it's not my fault that, like, most of the initiatives that you bring up, they're not... so good, let's say, in polite way. So,
and that's how it worked this week. So it was time to take decisions like how to pivot the business. And that's why I went to, I met my mentor who suggested a new business approach and a new monetization strategy, and with our lead investor, and with other clever people. And you told them that they're stupid and decided, like, what actually happened is, I mean, they're clever people, like, with multiple successful businesses and all that. Yes. And they suggested something pretty much from, according to the latest market insight, according to their feeling, according to the business books they have read, according to the good practices. Mm-hmm. The truth is that, like, these generic good practices need to be at, like, you need to iterate like 4, 5, 6 times to apply them to our business, our concrete case, our users, our everything. Mm-hmm. And you did this in your head.
Yeah, it's like, this is why we've been talking about via theorem. You don't need to find the discriminate and do all this stuff. You can just count in mind by yet theory. This is what I'm doing. This is my job, basically.
Well, I was praising you to Yeva yesterday, and I thought that you were feeling this. So I just remember how I didn't know, like, either you're processing all these 5 iterations in your head or in your heart.
Everything, they're connected.
How?
We talked about this. I'm just feeling, if I'm feeling that something wrong, I process it through my mind and, like, find logical explanation, mm-hmm, what's wrong, yeah, and or what's not. And this is it.
But you usually cannot explain what you feel.
No, I can explain. You just don't understand. I explain in my own language. I tell you, don't use hashtags. You're like, I don't understand. Then you're coming in 3 months with the 20 pages article about why hashtags are bad. So I can explain. You just understand. And most of people don't understand me, but it's okay. You know, not everybody understands via theory. It's also fine. Dummy dumps.
Okay. Yeah. I was also telling how hard it is to work with her, how it's impossible pretty much for normal people to work with
her. I'm bullying everybody.
And yeah.
Nobody can understand me. I'm bullying everybody.
And how you couldn't find the job. That's why you created the job for yourself.
Yes.
So this has been a week about Liara, but your birthday is next week.
No, it's in 2 weeks, I think.
All right. So, okay. I should start a community with your dad. He also doesn't remember when your birthday is.
Yes, yes. We're praising me just because I'm very good.
We're praising you because I have been praising you for the whole week and in different encounters.
You decided to sum up everything for everybody else who didn't hear that.
Yeah, because it's multiple people. Another thing, it was a training about digital storytelling. Mm-hmm. And we were in a very, very diverse group, mm-hmm, with quite a few, let's call them teenagers. Mm-hmm. And they were like
young adults,
teenagers, young adults, and old adults. Uh-huh. And it was just very, very fun to see how different, like, how different people think and feel, and how old adults are slower than young adults, and teens are like much, 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 much
faster. I know, right? I'm telling this to everybody. Look at your kids. They're so freaking smart. Kids are like kids, teenagers. They're, mm-hmm, so smart, and the ways how they think, it's so interesting and fresh. So just like, if you have kids, just look at them. They're, yeah, amazing.
So since I have to hang out with old adults,
yes,
for work, I noticed that those of them who have kids and spend time with their kids, they're much, I don't want to speed them up. Like, they can comprehend, they can explain their, like, they can feel.
They're very open. They understand feelings. They know how to express their emotions very well because they
practice this with their kids.
With their kids, yes.
And they learn from their kids.
Yes, yes, because kids are very simple and very complicated at the same time, and to communicate with them, it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. And you have to, basically, you have to change yourself for them.
And you have to learn how to express yourself in 15 seconds, and that's, yes, the span of attention.
Yes, because they don't need a book for 20 with 20 pages explaining, mm-hmm, why using hashtags is bad. They don't need, mm-hmm, it. So, yeah.
Another alternative, again, from my statistics of hanging out with old adults.
Yes.
If a dude has survived a divorce, usually
some shocking event, let's say,
yeah,
like this,
they go to psychotherapists, they become self-reflective.
Because otherwise you will not make a dude go to a psychotherapist.
And think about themselves, because they, like, they think that they're...
They're already good enough. They're, yeah, already amazing.
Very, very self-centered. So
How is in English called self be, when you beware of yourself,
Awareness.
self-awareness? It's like very good thing that I love in people very much, that usually kids are, teenagers are very self-aware, but like
Well,
old people.
teenagers think that they're shit, just
Yeah, but they're very
because.
self-aware. Like they try to be
But
self-aware.
they're not shit usually. They just think that they're shit, and that's why they're analyzing.
They're figuring out who they are, and kids, so usually guys, they're older, they stop doing this because they thought,
That they're
think usually
perfect.
that they're like, yeah, they achieved their goals, like in personality in life, so they stop thinking about themselves. And this is like very important. And that what makes person very open because he's not lying, he or she is not lying for
To
himself.
himself, and
Yes.
that's so important, and that's so hard to not lie to himself.
To yourself,
To
yes.
yourself, yeah.
It's this what I think makes you very
Yeah.
opened.
Lyra catches me quite often that I actually lie to myself first. Like, not to her, not to somebody, but to myself. It's
Yes.
like, no, stop bullshitting. Like, this week, I think, like, you caught me that I like dark chocolate.
Yes. Yes, I'm catching you like in a lot of stuff because I hate when people lying to
Yeah,
themselves.
but I'm not aware of that unless until you catch, and then like you
I
therapy
point
me.
out.
Yeah, and like my world is ruining now. Okay.
Yes, and this is what kids are usually doing, and this is what teenagers usually doing.
Teenagers usually just bully each other. So you bully me,
Yes.
and it works.
Yes.
Look, okay. Again, now it's my time. My turn to collect the puzzle. What we're talking about, it's not random. This is how, like, in order to process the complex world with all the signals and move your business forward, like, you have to be like a teenager in a way. And you cannot, because it's hard. You can talk to somebody younger in your team and just like befriend them and hang out with them and talk to them and be nice to them instead of like forcing them to write emails.
Yeah, but just in case, they are talking 90% of some bullshit, but like those 10% or maybe even less can be very something very good, something very interesting and fresh. So just consider
I
that.
think just getting the interest, like, I mean, usually young adults and teenagers think that you're cringe
Yes.
and like you're boring,
Yes.
so they don't want to talk to you. So it's your job to get their interest, to figure out their language. You know, you shouldn't be like in that meme, like, hey kids, you
Hello,
should
fellow
actually,
kids.
yeah, you should find the way, the connection, the true connection, and then they open up. So like, stop being cringe.
Yeah,
And
I
then
love
it
that
works.
story how somebody's kid told that you're cringe. This is my hero. I mean the kid. Yes, so guys, please stop being cringe. Learn Vieta theorem.
And Wu-Wei, practice Wu-Wei.
Yes, I will give you
We
exam about birds on Tuesday. Goodbye.